Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Could it be that something very valuable to God is being stolen by Satan? Has the evil one been trying to steal mankind's identity since the Garden of Eden? In Stolen Identity, Plan of the Evil One by Marcella Ward, you will embark on a journey to uncover the schemes and agenda of the evil one who wants to destroy your God-given identity. Great men and women of God of biblical times as well as modern times chose to stand for who they were created to be and change the world. Stolen Identity will challenge you to be among those who will stand for who you are in Christ. Marcella Ward is a retired educator. She and her husband Marty have been involved in many Christian ministries throughout their married lives. They write and produce Christian music. In their Healing Hearts ministry, they seek to glorify God by helping people to encounter the forgiveness, love, mercy, and healing power of God through the message of God's Word, renewing the whole person in body, soul, and spirit. Stolen Identity, Plan of the Evil One, received a Gold Seal of Excellence book review from the Parchment Review Team, a movie script currently being written for the book. And Marcella Ward, author of Stolen Identity, Plan of the Evil One, is our guest on This Week in America. Marcella, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much. It's my honor.
This is such an important book that you've written. Let's talk about the inspiration. What was the motivation for writing this book, Stolen Identity, Plan of the Evil One?
You know what? I had a very strong divine inspiration that Satan has been trying to steal our identity since the Garden of Eden. And that so I started doing research, of course, and looking in the Bible and looking at people and their identity that God gave them and how Satan has tried to manipulate that, because he deceived Adam and Eve and he putting a little seed of doubt into their heads by asking them if God really had told them that they would die if they ate of the forbidden tree's fruit. But Satan is a liar and a deceiver, and because Adam and Eve's identity was to walk and talk with God and have a close relationship with him, but they lost this because they disobeyed God. And Satan has been manipulating man since the beginning of time, because I believe he is jealous of creation. He wanted to change his identity and be like God himself. But through his schemes and tactics, he has manipulated the world systems to gain power. And so evil says that you are nobody, but God says that you're somebody. Evil says that you are not worthy, but God says that you are worthy. Evil wants to kill you, but God gives you abundant life. Evil's a liar, but God's word is the truth. Evil is the accuser, but God is a merciful judge. Evil takes, but God gives. Evil hates, but God is love.
The book is...
Finish that thought. Evil hates, but God is love. So those are the things that I was looking through and went through the Bible. And I talk about people in the Old Testament and the New Testament and then modern day people.
And that's something that we can relate to. Names that we recall from Bible study, names that we recall from our history, and people, names that are fresh in our memory. The book by Marcella Ward, Stolen Identity, Plan of the Evil One. It's such a thought-provoking book, a book that will challenge you. How has Satan tried to steal our identity? You gave a few sort of examples there, but things that we could watch for, because when you mention it and we do a little bit of thinking, that's really occurring, trying to steal our identity. How does he try to do that?
Well, I think that, for example, he has tried to steal our identity because what God has given us, he's tried to take away from us. For example, the world will put us into different groups. You know, and the world and the media will speak and say, this is the way you should be, and this is the way you should act, instead of looking at what God wants us to be and how God wants us to act. And really, Jesus is the epitome of our identity as humans, because he took a human body, and what he did we are able to do. There are different how it's also played a role in our culture.
Yes.
Satan has impacted our culture. As far as free speech, our country was founded upon free speech. And if we lose this freedom, then our identity, not only as an individual, but a free country, is on the verge of annihilation. And that's why one of the big things I wanted to say in this book is that we need to stand, especially those of us who are Christians, and not let the world dictate what we can or cannot say.
You make it a very powerful case, you know, in the book Stolen Identity, Plan of the Evil One. And that's so important for all of us to do, isn't it, to make that stand?
Yes, it is. And, you know, like Martin Luther King, he took a stand. In fact, such a great stand that it cost him his life. And Rosa Parks, she refused to go to the back of the bus. But her one act by one person helped to abolish the segregation.
Yes.
And there are other people like Corrie Ten Boom. She risked her life and that of her family to protect the Jewish people. So these are examples, modern day examples. I'm sure they're everyday modern examples who will stand up for their faith. And we just need to come against that. You know, we know who we are in Christ. The world does not dictate who we are. And in many ways, the church has succumbed to this because in many ways, the church has become the church of political correctness. The church in many ways has not stood up. Some pastors are afraid to talk about things that are biblical. But so the culture should not change the church. The church should be willing to change the culture. And that's what I see in the church. And that doesn't mean that all the churches are like that now. There are many strong believing churches, but I just see the church as at a tipping point where you know, you either follow what we believe in our hearts that God has told us through the Bible, or we give in to what the culture, the everyday culture, wants us to be. And we really need to stand. And that's the big thing that I want people to take away from this book, is that we need to stand for who we are in Christ, and stand for how God created us.
Marcella Ward is our guest on the program, author of Stolen Identity, Plan of the Evil One, and so many challenges in the book. And you do a lot of introspection as you're reading the book to feel as though you are doing the right thing. And in the book, you talk a lot about created in God's image. What exactly does that mean? And how do we relate to God as our Father?
Well, I think of it as if someone asked you, has anyone ever told you that you look just like your mother or your father? Well, that's the way I see image. When we look in a mirror, we see ourselves reflected back. To me, that is what God's image is. We are a reflection of who He is, and we can think and speak and act like Him. If we look at some of the attributes of God, He's loving, He's compassionate, He's forgiving, He's merciful and kind, among many others. And we can truly reflect His essence. He's also given us a free will to love Him and serve Him. He didn't create robots. And how many of us parents would force our children or grandchildren to say, I love you? But God still wants to be in relationship with us as much, very much so, and even more than our earthly fathers. And His love is unconditional. So many times love is conditional, but God's love is free with no strings attached. And when I think of identity, I think about Jesus. He is the epitome of God. And just thinking about who Jesus is and what He was able to do on earth. He stood up to the religious. He stood up to the political. And He was not afraid because He came to glorify the Father in heaven. And we are able to do that through relationship with God. And we can have the same attributes as Jesus exemplified here on earth. And also we can have the gifts and the authority that He had as far as, you know, praying for people, healing people through through Christ and just being his emissary here on earth, just being his emissary. And I know in my own life, we had a situation where my granddaughter, before she was born, they found a tumor, a cancerous tumor wrapped around one of her kidneys. So this was shocking because it was like a month before she was born. So many of us stood together and prayed. And after she was born, they had to remove the kidney that had a cancer, that had the tumor wrapped around it. But when they did a biopsy on the tumor, it was benign. So we thank God for that. So, you know, God is a living God, and he can work in our lives. And that's what I wanted to bring out, that God has given us the tools to use so that we can live on this earth to glorify him and to do his work.
You'll find the book Stolen Identity, Plan to the Evil One by Marcella Ward at the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Link provided on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Mentioned this before, I'd like to go back because I think this is so important. How has the world's agenda affected the church? And I get the impression you really feel that it has in some extent.
Yes, it has, because it seems in many ways that that pastors and people, you know, in the church are not willing to stand up to biblical principles. And it seems like sometimes they're more concerned about how many people they can get into the church.
Yes.
You know, they don't offend anybody or anything. But, you know, other people have strong beliefs, so why can't Christians have strong beliefs? We just need to stand for that. And I think that we have in many ways, and I have in one of my chapters about cultural Christianity, where we have succumbed to the culture instead of us being a force in the culture. And that's how I see it in many ways.
How are people in the Bible examples of our God-given identity?
Well, for example, David, God always speaks into our future, to what he has created us to be. Because, you know, David, he was just a shepherd boy. And he had, I think, seven other brothers. And when Samuel came to anoint the future king, he came in and he saw the first brother, who was very handsome and tall. He thought, oh, I wonder if he's it. And the Lord said, no. Anyway, he went through all the brothers, said, are there any other? He says, oh, just David out in the field, shepherd boy. But when Samuel saw David, he knew that God had told him to anoint him. So it's just that God sees us for who we are, not at the moment, but for who we are meant to be, because God has a special plan for all of us. And another example would be Mary, the mother of Jesus. You know, she was very humble maidservant, and God chose her to be bring forth the Messiah, Jesus. And and she was just an ordinary maiden, but in God's eyes, he had a special plan for her life. And there are other people too. Esther was very significant because she helped the Jewish people from being annihilated, because she stood up, and even to the point where she thought she was going to die, and she stood up, and she was a great leader. So she asked everybody to fast so that the Jewish people would not be annihilated. So there are many people, you know, even Peter in the Bible, you know, he was very weak. He yes. denied Christ times, but God chose him to be a leader. So God always sees something in us that we don't see. It's just like Michelangelo saw David in the slab of marble. So that's God has a special plan, and he loves us, and each of us are very special. That's why we each have a special fingerprint. There aren't any fingerprints that are the same.
So, fascinating. This is such a time is going by so quickly. It's such a powerful book, Stolen Identity, Plan of the Evil One by Ursula Ward is with us on the program. Touched on this before, but it's so important. Who are some of the people, again, in modern times that have guided their lives and changed the world? Because these are recognizable names, and if you think one person alone can't do anything, you're wrong, especially in the case of these people.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, Corrie Ten Boom. There were other people. Well, even everyday people that we see, like the baker that stood up. Because he didn't feel like he should bake a cake because of his beliefs. I know that there are everyday people that are standing up, and we just need to celebrate them because they're standing up just like other people have their own ideology. But that's some of the people that I can remember right now. I know that there are other people that I wrote about in the book, but I they don't come to mind at the moment.
Well, yes, and you've done such an excellent job with the book, Stolen Identity, Plan of the Evil One, and you touched on something there that's important, identity politics. What's the role of identity politics in our culture today?
Identity politics, the way I see identity politics is that they put people into different categories, you know, in different groups, you know, by ethnicity, gender, different groups. And God doesn't see us as a group. He sees us singularly as a person. And identity politics, they just go by, you know, putting people in groups, and you fit into this group, or you're the victim. And God doesn't see us as victims. He doesn't see us in a particular group or a particular general identity. He sees each of us individually for who we are and what he has created us to be. Because before we were even born, he had a plan for our lives. In Psalm 139, he has a special plan. And there is even, and you can read it in the Bible, there's a book that has been written for us in heaven. Isn't that amazing? He has such a special plan for us that he has actually written a book for us and about us in heaven. So that's the way I see it. We just need to not fall into that trap of identity politics, but just look at the Bible, look at what God is telling you you are, and that's who you are. The world does not dictate who we are. God tells us who we are, and because of that, we can become who he wants us to be.
How do you think our identity and inheritance in Christ affect us, impact it has on us as Christians?
I think, well, could you rephrase that? I'm not sure I understand what you're asking.
Yeah, our identity, our inheritance in Christ, how does that affect us as Christians? What role does that play in impacting us as Christians?
How it impacts us as Christians is that when Jesus died on the cross, we inherited who he is and what God the Father wanted to give us. When Jesus, before he rose, he said, you know, to spread the gospel, heal the sick, resurrect the dead. So in other words, we took on Christ's identity. We took on his identity. Now we are able to go out and pray for people. We can pray for people to be healed. We can preach the gospel. We can be loving. And above all of these, just like in 1 Corinthians 13, put on love. We can do this and do that, but the main thing is to be loving, and that's the identity that we really need to have in Christ. And as far as Christians, the message I want to get out is that we need to stand for who God says we are, and stand for our inheritance in Christ, which means to be an emissary for Christ. And live as he would want us to live, and be an example to others. We need to be a living gospel and take God at his word and not be afraid. That's a good word to say, not be afraid of what the what the world wants us to do, but just to stand, to take a stand.
You've got tools in your book, Stolen Identity, Plan to the Evil One, by Marcella Ward, our guest on the program, how to realize our true identity, as you just said, what we can do to stand for who we are in Christ and what is described as an identity crisis world. It's why this book is an award-winning book, why the book is doing so well and receiving excellent reviews, because it's a challenging book. It's a book that's very impactful. The book by Marcella Ward is Stolen Identity, Plan of the Evil One. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on to Amazon, I believe, and get information on the book there as well. Marcella, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on a book that is really life-changing, a very important book. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Rick, and God bless you.
Thank you. You as well. I really appreciate you taking the time to be on the program today. The book is Stolen Identity, Plan of the Evil One. Our guest has been Marcella Ward. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.